Hey folks, Captain Kevin Favor, and welcome to the Outdoor Show podcast brought to you by Ag South. They are specialists in land financing in Southeast Georgia. They make loans for small and large acreage, hunting property, timberland. They even do home mortgages and construction. Look, if you've listened to our show long enough, you know Jeff and I own property in Georgia. We both used Ag South for our financing, and they were great, and we couldn't be happier. Here's a cool part about Ag South. They have competitive rates, and they pay an average of 25% of the interest back every year in patronage. So let's just say your loan's for $300,000 at 6.5% at 20 years. That means you get back $2,770 a year. They write you a check for that. You call them at 844-AG-SOUTH or go to agsouthfc.com. Ag South, really good people who really know land.
Welcome to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast.
I'm gonna take you fishing, honey. You're gonna love it.
Brought to you by Ring Power, Fisherman's Dock Seafood Market, and Tire Outlet on 1010XL. Here's Captain Kevin Favor and Captain Scott Shank.
Good evening. Welcome to the special edition Wednesday night before Hurricane Ada. Theta's on its way. Theta's going towards the Azores. This is Ada. And then we got a question mark on another one that's down by, like, whatever, Columbia or something like that. Oh, my gosh. Sorry, folks. I know we're confusing you, but this is kind of like a – got a phone call late saying we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. If you're available, can you do it tonight? And being that I thought we would be a lot safer to do it tonight – as we're listening about the roof to cave in over here with the rain, I said, sure. So anyhow, good evening, Captain Leon Dana.
Hey, buddy.
How are you? Hey, first of all, one, happy belated birthday, and I mean that to the Marines.
Marine Corps birthday, yep, you know, 245 years.
Yep, congratulations on that, as well as happy Veterans Day to everyone out there, as well as yourself. Thank you for your service. We do appreciate it all, keeping the country safe and sound. But, yeah, how about this? Where in the wide, wide world of sports did this come from?
Exactly.
I mean, the whole week is just totally, of course, we all get to talk once, if not numerous times a day. And it's like, are you going to, you know, man, you know, definitely Monday and Tuesday are going to be out, but I think we can get in, you know, the rest of the week.
Maybe. And then, bam!
Bam! I went to bed, honest to gosh, last night, Leon, at 10 o'clock. I woke up at 4 this morning, 4:30, usual time, and of course, just like, you know, first thing I do is just turn on a news channel or whatever, just to, I don't watch news, I just watch weather, real quick. I just need to look at four, you know.
That's 2-3 minutes is
yeah,
all I need.
That's all I need. Just show me the map. And all of a sudden, I'm getting a look, and I'm going, what in the hell? This thing's taking a hard right turn? Because before, unfortunately,
it was like Tallahassee
to maybe the border of Mississippi kind of thing, and I went, Nope. That thing just made a 400-mile-degree right-hand turn. It was like, damn. So,
oh, my God. I mean,
oh, man. It's just like, if it ain't one thing, it's another. Nothing against it. But, man, when did we fish last? Sunday?
Saturday or Sunday I did. Oh, here, I'll look real quick. I think it was good.
I mean, whatever it was, I fished with you. I mean, we were on the water together. But, I mean, what was the last day we fished, Saturday or Sunday?
It was Friday.
Was it Friday?
It was Friday.
Oh, you're right, because I was. Yeah,
and I took the weekend off.
And it blew anyhow.
That's right.
It blew anyhow. It blew. Cause
it was Friday, you and me.
That's right. Saturday was crap. It was 2025. And then it just got progressively worse. And then here we are at our state of mind right now, which is...
dazed and confused.
I just don't know what to say anymore. I truly don't. I'll give you the weather, but I mean, I don't know why I want to, but I mean, we'll just go ahead and go through this real quick. Of course, small craft advisory is in effect.
Full effect.
Tomorrow, southeast winds 30 to 35 knots, becoming northeast in the afternoon. Seas 5 to 7. Now, remind you, know, this is inside 20, so it's anything from the coast on. And then Friday is northwest winds 10 to 15 knots, diminishing to 5 to 10 in the afternoon, seas 3 to 4. And then here we go again. Saturday, northeast winds 15 to 20 knots, diminishing diminishing to 10 to 15 knots late in the afternoon, seas 3 to 4. And then Sunday, southeast winds 10 to 15 knots, becoming east 5 to 10, 3 to 4. And then we are looking at Monday, I mean, northwest 10 to 15, increasing to 15 and 20 in the afternoon. So here we come Monday afternoon to another front that's coming down, which leaves us with, for those of you that like, which I'm not one of those, but for those of you that like jackets and long pants and fires, you're going to have your chance on Tuesday and Wednesday, because they were calling it to be, you know, like around 55 degrees or something like that, high of 68 or something like that for Tuesday and Wednesday. We have a cold front coming, which is a pretty major one. Anyhow, Kevin's still in Indiana, says he can't leave because there's bucks crawling all over him. So he asked me, hey, I'm going to come in Friday night. Can you guys handle it one more time? And I said, sure.
Dude, I'm cool with that. Dude, if he's crawling with bucks,
yeah, he said it was gorgeous. Some. It was, he called me today and he said he had to get out of a stand. He said it was blowing 30, 35.
The tree.
Right out of the northwest. And the high today was only going to be like 50, but you got to think with the northeast wind blowing 33 or northwest out there out of the north, wind chill is going to be, you know, rightly cold.
Man.
And I'm not a big fan of
your body core is dropping.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said it was just too brutal. He said they had a slight little dusting of snow the day before, I think is what he told me, on a cold front that came through. So, anyhow, he's seen all of it because he had called me. I don't know, 4 or 5 days, 6 days earlier, told me they were hunting in, you know, literally in T-shirts and shorts and stuff like that, and it was in the 70s, and then all of a sudden, he gets a taste of this one, so it's like, well, it's a little cold out here. Well, anyhow, myself personally, have not fished at all. I mean, Monday, Tuesday, or today, but what I did do, I finally did some me time. Me time finally went over there to our friends and our sponsors for the fishing forecast and for the outdoor show, which is Tire Outlet. And man, I got my new truck looking good. I got tires on it. I got a leveling kit in the front. I mean, even the wife said, man, why did you wait? You know, why'd you wait so long, man? This truck looks good now. So anyhow, big thanks to Sean, to Greg, the store manager and the service manager, Danny, of course, the owner of Tire Outlet. Appreciate it. Great service. Great time. Was up there in 2.5 hours. I had everything done. The old girl's got a new pair of shoes, and Daddy's happy.
Now you need a stepladder.
I know, because it got a lot taller when I put them big tires on.
I bet you they made a couple comments to you. You going to be able to jump up in there now?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I got the, yeah.
I got
the full effect, but yes. But anyhow, she looks really good now, so I'm really happy. Thanks again, Tire Outlet. Appreciate it, folks. If you need any tire equipment, brakes, alignments, anything, go over there and see my buddy Danny.
No doubt about that.
At Beach Boulevard. He'll take care, good care of you. So, anyhow, other than that, the last couple of days, my fishing, which we don't talk a lot about, okay, has been with my grandson. My grandson is 4.5 years old. His name is Rhett. And behind, we'll call it his house, Rhett's house, he has a couple ponds back there. So
he, turning him into a pond assassin?
Uh-huh. So he asked, he called me on Monday and said, Papa, are you working? I said, no, I'm not working, son. He said, well, come on, I want to go fishing. Okay, so he went to school there for a half day, and Papa, you know, kind of signed him out there on an early release for the last 2 days. And, dude, I mean, it's so much fun, those little pond hopping, those little things. There is some good bass in there, but I mean, for a little one and stuff, throwing little tiny little jerk shads and stuff like that, and just popping across top of the water, and I mean 6 pound test. I mean, it's just, we've been just having a ball.
That's
him and
great.
I, I've been picking him up, and we've been doing that, and then he's got to, of course, call his dad and bug his dad all day long while he's at work, showing him all the pictures of him catching. You know, catching bass and stuff. We didn't catch nothing big. I think the biggest one we had was maybe 2 pounds. But for him, it doesn't matter. It's it 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 it, it warms my heart. I mean, it's so much fun. I don't get to do that much, and it just it was a great week to do that. You know, so I had fun playing with my grandson for the last few days, and we've been catching bass.
That's super.
So something I don't really get to do. So it's been a blast. So anyhow, so that's what we were doing. That's what I've been doing. That's been what my days have been filled up. I know that you are probably one of the very few that ventured out there today because the forecast just again, just, you know, we didn't know every, you know, and that was with my charter for tomorrow. I said, dude, I said, I could text you at 6 a.m, but after I looked at the weather and what they're, you know, they're saying for us down, you know, for here and in St. John's County, I mean, it's literally coming right over top of us. And, I think they're really saying like from like 6 to noon tomorrow is going to be the worst of it.
You know what? At least it's hitting during the daytime.
Yeah. Oh no. 100%. And I mean it. I mean the worst. Hopefully, the worst that they're saying and what I can kind of see by looking at it is it's going to slow down overland. It's already slowed down. You know. I mean, as far as wind speeds, has backed off. So. You know, we're going to see probably some gusts in 40 miles an hour and stuff like that, but it's not going to be anything any different than a strong nor'easter what we had on Monday,
right,
outside of the difference of wind change, which is going to be a westerly, southwesterly kind of wind that we're going to see tonight and into tomorrow. So, anyhow, I know you said you went out. I called you this morning, and you said, yeah, I'm out here. I said, oh, okay. And it was... All in all, an overcast, a pretty day. Wind was, what, 10 to 15?
It was 10 to 15. Folks, I got out this I left at 10 o'clock the docks this morning out of Palm Valley. I'm fishing back out of the valley right now at this time, and I'm pretty happy with the bite that I've been getting lately. Primarily redfish. Haven't really been trying to target the trout because the water salinity is not that great.
Yeah.
Had a decent low tide today. I mean, it got low enough. It didn't get negative. But it got low enough that I was able to work some back creeks, and I was pulling my client through the back creeks, and we were producing decent redfish. I mean, we'll go into details about what I'm using and water temperatures and whatnots after the break.
Yeah.
But
let's take a quick break.
Yeah.
And let's do that because, like I said, none of us has gotten out all week. So, I mean, we're going to help you folks out the best we can. You listen to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Scott Shank, Captain Leon Dana. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power, Fisherman's Dock Seafood Market, and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast on this eve of Ada. Right? Yeah, Ada. Hard to believe. 29 named storms already. Can you believe that?
That is just unbelievable. And the great part of that is we're only getting hit by a low.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I mean, thank goodness. I mean,
We dodged everything this year.
I mean, that was a heck of a lot of storms. I mean, to be talking about, honestly, I can't remember in my life going this far into the Greek alphabet.
Yeah.
You know? Which is, I mean, I don't know, phenomenal. But anyhow, thank goodness that, yeah, we have pretty much been spared. All we're going to do is get a lot of rain and some wind.
I know you haven't been on the water this week, but I will start off by saying this. There are a lot of big boats heading south.
Yeah. Oh, I know. No, we had this discussion, I guess it was on Friday, Captain Rob Bennett, myself. We were trying to fish the main shoreline and stuff like that, and there was just... no blooming way in that you're ever going to do it one after the other, after the other, after the other. And I talked to Rob and I said, dude, I said, I don't know what we're going to catch. I said, but I got to get the heck out of here. I either got to get around the bridges where it's a no wake zone and stuff like that, or I got to crawl up in a creek.
I went to the creeks, babe. I mean, everything was 50 foot or larger today.
Yep. And noticing that, which is always this time of year, but like the City Dock Marina and stuff, because I fish around a lot around in there and stuff this time of year and stuff. There was not a parking spot in there. It was like, oh, man, they got a couple of the docks that I fish in there, you know, this time of year. It was like, oh, man, they're sitting right on one of my flounder holes or one of my trout holes. Like, dadgummit, you know.
Yep.
Anyhow, so we'll wait till they move on. But, yeah, Comanche Cove is – is for us because we all pick up out of there. It's been really tough. I mean, you know, we're risking our clients because we literally, there's two right now. I know for a fact there's two gorgeous 70-foot Vikings backed up next to one another, but only has about a 15-foot gap in between the two boats. So we're having a nose up with the nose.
Come on, boys.
Keep it in gear. Yeah, and go, please, just don't trip over the top of the trolling motor when you jump on. But, yes.
Oh.
I mean, because there's no, every slip is taken, and that's the only thing we can do.
I watched a poor soul today at Palm Valley getting off of his Lakes and Bay with his girlfriend at the ramp. He was wearing flip-flops.
Yeah.
And he took a step off the boat, and,
yep,
hit, and he still 1 foot hit the aluminum walk-down plank.
Yep.
He did the nastiest banana split, and I mean, it was all over but the crime.
Yeah, yeah, he's like, going to be black and blue in the morning.
God.
I know, and I mean, people do it, and I get it. I've just always been, because Chip will chime in on this, because he offshore fished for most of his life, just like myself.
Did.
So, hey, Chippy.
What's happening?
Hi, brother.
Hey, buddy.
But anyhow, if you haven't, we're talking. Leon was just talking about somebody doing a header with flip-flops on today. I have never been that flip-flop person, okay? I've always had to have
deck boots.
Deck boots and or just something that's stable that you know, that your feet are under. You know, I've never been that one to wear, you know, to walk barefoot around the sport fishermen's and stuff like that, Chip. I know we had to watch what we did and all that around it, but if I work that deck, I'm sorry, I'm having boots on. I'm having something because, as much as you know, you know you get a dolphin or a crazy wahoo or something like that, and you know he comes off the hook or off the gaff and starts slinging hooks everywhere. I've had a 12-aught hook through the base of my ankle and it sucks. I mean,
yeah,
you know, thank God for bolt cutters and stuff like that because we just pushed the rest of the way through and cut it. But it went right in the crease of my ankle right there. When he shook his head, he threw those. And, Chip, those hooks are 36-ounce, you know, 36-ounce bullet,
yep,
head, you know, wahoo whackers and stuff like that. And that hook buried itself in my ankle. And
gotcha.
And I had sneakers on. I mean, I had, you know, soft sole sneakers on and stuff that we could wear around the boats because most owners are really, you know, like, watch what you wear. So you can't – you have to have boat shoes on. Flip-flops, of course, are fine, but, of course, no marking soles. But that's just been me, Chip. I've never been able to walk around the deck, and I know a lot of the guys do and all that kind of stuff, but I've just never been that guy. It's just too scary.
Yeah, I wore flip-flops when I was running them for a while until I slipped climbing the tower one day.
Yep.
And kind of caught the toe on it, slipped, and fell upside down. Luckily,
yep,
I stuck my leg through the tower and was able to hang on for a minute and turn myself back up. But yeah, that was a little sketchy.
Yeah. And that's all I'm saying. Cause it just was not with having that, like you said, the flip flop thing, all it's got to do is hook up underneath that next step that you're trying to get to, you know, and you got your momentum going up or coming down and you're coming down, you know, I mean, it just stinks. And I've never been a small guy, you know, I mean, I've always been a big guy. So, I mean, I've, you know, but yes, no,
Leon,
I just,
was Leon throwing shrimp today?
I was throwing shrimp and mud minnows. Both, it depended if I was fishing the holes. I was using the Fisherman's Choice, Captain's Choice 8-ounce jig heads. And then I was throwing, while the tide was still moving, I was working that creek. I was throwing the popping corks and floating them,
gotcha,
on the mud minnows through there and getting whacked.
Right on. Were
yes,
you
sir.
In Hockey Creek?
No, on the opposite side. Over there by Section 8.
Yep, gotcha. Well, that's cool. Yeah, I figured this time of year it's starting to, you know, the valley's actually starting to turn on, the real valley, as you always call the valley south of there, but, you know, there's been some good reds and really nice flounder.
Yeah, well, he said it warmed back up again, Chip. He said it's back up at around 80 degrees.
I'm really hoping this cold front coming through next week drops it down.
Yes.
Yeah, because
what do you guys want?
76.
Yeah, 76 is what I had on Friday. Last day I fished was Friday. And then, of course, you know, the weather went to crap. So
I went 65. Done. 60, 65.
65 to 70?
No, give me 60 to 65. That's what I want.
Really? Okay.
I'll take anything. I will take anything above
And that's even that shallow?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I want it in there shallow. Nice and cool. It gets so clean. I mean, you give me anything above 57 degrees, and I'm happy.
Yeah.
Really.
That's when he breaks out the crab.
Oh, boy.
Swinging crab. So there was a decent black drum bite this week in the intercoastal waterways. A bunch of people I talked to were doing really well on the black drum with some decent keepers. So when you can get out.
Right. So, I wanted to go out for those, Chip, but it blew too much today.
Yeah, I get it. Well, you know, they're going to start back in the holes that we fish in the creeks and everything, too.
Yes, sir.
And let's see, I guess right around the end of this month, I'll be settled in into Palm Valley, living in Palm Valley, so a couple miles from the ramp, which will be really nice. So, I'm looking forward to fishing that this winter, one of my favorite times to fish. I keep telling my clients, I'm like, guys, it's just you dress for it.
Yep.
You know, you layer and peel it off as you go. And, I mean, Leon, how many stellar days did we have out there last year, you know, with just phenomenal bites of redfish and trout?
And trout. So, that's the thing I enjoy so much, like you're saying, Chip. Dress for the weather. Yep. Peel your layers like an onion. And throw the lightest bait you can throw and just fish it slow. And, I mean, the trout will just hit it like a lightning bolt.
Okay. All right. Well, we're talking about that. Okay. Let me sidetrack
you. All right.
let me sidetrack you. You ready? I'm going to sidetrack both of you. When we start seeing that, we're talking about peeling layers and we're talking about that, all that kind of good stuff. Are you guys, regardless of tide, are you guys still the leaving the dock at 7 o'clock kind of peoples, or are you more apt to say, hey, let it warm up a little bit, have another cup of coffee, eat another English muffin, and we'll see you at 9?
I think it's tide. I mean,
are you still tide driven?
I'm tide driven in the wintertime because, you know, a lot of times we get that falling low tide early. The redfish are stacked. I mean, they're sluggish, but they're stacked
up on those banks.
You can slide in real slow with the trolling motor and the power pole and look around and see them and then just kind of quiet, you know, get quiet on them and start working them. And they don't blow out. I mean, they'll go a little ways, but they don't, you know, they don't run 1,000 yards down the bank like they do in the summertime.
Hey, Chip, they stack up and they don't go anywhere until your dad frog stomps a beer can in your boat.
Yeah.
That was so hilarious. I told
Sonia that story God.
The other day. Do you remember that, but, Scott?
Yeah, I remember that day.
That is the first time I've ever cussed my dad
I've never,
in the boat.
I got that phone call about an hour after it happened. Because I called him and said, what's going on? We would have had something if Dad didn't, like, you know, just completely just stomp the beer can through the bottom of my boat. I went, ooh, okay.
So my client's like, does he talk to all his clients that way? No, that's his dad.
That's his dad. And he's chewing it out for a good reason, too.
Yeah, I said, and if you frog stomp one on my boat, you're going to be walking home.
Yeah.
I'm still in shock my father did that, and that's a year ago.
Yeah, that was kind of
funny. Hasn't been invited back yet. If
no, he hasn't. He dead has not been invited back on the boat.
And it ain't like he hasn't had a few days off. He could have taken him. So, yeah, he's holding out until he has to do it.
God bless Chip. Chip and his clients were there to see that go down.
Oh, God. And there is nothing louder, you know, than dropping anything metal, even on the deck, dropping something. I don't care if it's a net. I don't care, you know, what. But, golly, when you're right there and everything's right there and you're looking at it and you're going, oh,
it sounded like the end of the world
happened. Oh, I would imagine. I mean, and you're not, you guys weren't in that deep of water.
We were in a foot of water.
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. I mean, we've all done it. We've all scalloped or we've all been diving underneath the boat and you can just hear people just talking above deck. You know what I'm saying? When you're close. Now just imagine, you know, somebody punches the boat right next to you while you're, you know, ears underneath the water, what it sounds like, you know,
feel it.
I mean, it's just incredible, you know?
Yeah.
But see, now I'm a little bit different, even though, yes, I like the tide, but with a big boat, I've had to learn what to do differently.
Sure.
You know, and just because the amount of clients, you know, normally I'm 3 or 4 guys and stuff like that. So, you know, you've learned to fish, your run outs, you know, and you stick two people with popping corks. You might stick two, like you said, with an eighth ounce or quarter ounce jig, just depending on. And I've even thrown just single hook artificials, you know, at them. But I've just learned, I mean, I still, you know, just go trout fishing. You know, I mean, I'll do something until the tide drops and then work our way. Thankfully, there's enough. There's enough, not a huge amount, but there's two creeks that even on high tide that the banks are still high enough that you can still pull a redfish away if you throw popper corks against the bank.
Right.
You know?
As much as I enjoy Chip, Scott, throwing, fishing for tarpon, wintertime in the valley, throwing artificial for trout is so much fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I 100% agree.
I learned so much from Chip learning to throw artificial for trout in the valley. It's just, it's so addictive and so fun. And you can fish the valley when you got every kind of wind except a north or a south wind.
Right. Yeah. Right. You know? And, I mean, and it is. Go ahead.
You got to target certain areas, but there's a lot. I mean, the whole area, the whole valley can be really good. But what happens is, you know, your mind keeps going back to certain docks and points and things of that nature that you always catch fish on.
Right.
You know, but I tell you, with this cooler weather coming to the colder water as well, you know, the black drum fire off, the sheep's head fire off, you know, and we, you know, it's just, there's not, you don't get a lot of chicken snackers, as I call them. You know,
yes, little baby mangoes little now that are, none of them are legal anymore. All those have gone. And all you're left with now is a bunch of 8-9 inchers that are living underneath these docks. Just, you go in there with shrimp, you can't, you got to go. You just leave. You can't take it. I mean, I'll throw 2 or 3 casts underneath, then everybody come back with a bare hook. It's like, I'm out.
All right, next.
You know, moving on.
Yep, that's where you got to pull your fish bites out, Scotty.
I know that. I get it. I get it. I 100% get it.
But you know, that this time of year, it starts to cool down. Everything starts to slow down. You know, you get a lot less boat traffic after everybody heads south with boat shows and everything else. But, and then you go out and it's almost like having the old valley back, you know?
Yep.
Where you used to be able to go fish and only see 5 to 10 boats the whole way to St. Augustine.
Right, the whole way.
But,
And I don't mind fishing the weekends now because, sorry, Chip, but
it's too cold now, for jet skis.
It's too cold for jet skis and all that, as you know, as soon as we get into it. And then on top of that, then it's hunting season pretty much all across the world right now, you know. So, I mean, for those that partake in that, so it knocks another third of the boats out of there. So it's a little, you know, hey, everybody belongs on the waterways. I get it. But just to deal with all the boat traffic of, you know, everybody out enjoying the weather and all that kind of stuff, as far as a fishing aspect, it's just too hard to fish on the weekends inshore. In the middle of summer. I can't, it's just, as nothing gets it. I love to see everybody out there. By no means, you know, your choice of how you want a boat or cruise around is perfectly fine by me. But like I just tell people, you don't understand. These fish are getting, you know, 1,000 props written over their heads and stuff like that. It's just, it's going to be really tough.
Yes,
unless
sir.
You can get out real early in the morning or real late in the afternoon or something like that. You know,
real early in the morning, it's like 4:30.
Yeah. Or pray for a thunderclapper around 1 or 2 o'clock and it scares everybody off the river and then you're fine, you know?
Yeah.
But, No, everybody deserves time out there.
We're on a real strong chigger bite up here right now, so.
Oh, really? Are they chewing?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Oh, they're chewing.
Oh,
but
gosh.
But I'm the only one that's been able to get them to bite.
Okay. Dang, lucky for you, huh?
Yeah, right.
Lucky for them.
So what are we doing? Sit in an oatmeal bath twice a day?
No, I've just got some little alcohol wipes. They have no alcohol up here, like the isopropyl alcohol or whatever.
Really?
You know, after COVID, it all sold out, and they can't get it.
I'll be dog.
Pulling these little teeny, what are they called? You know, the ones you use for shots or whatever?
Yeah,
the lens cleaners.
Even smaller than that. They're tiny.
Oh, jeez.
Like for a shot, you know, you wipe it. And I'm
missing
15 of them out at a time. You know, but it's kind of funny.
All right, go to bed. We got to take a break. Thanks, Chip.
All right, guys.
I appreciate it.
Later,
good
buddy.
Night. Be safe. All right, buddy. Folks, you're listening to the Mo Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast here on 1010XL. Let's Captain Scott Shank, Captain Leon Dana. We'll be right back.
This is the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power, Fisherman's Dock Seafood Market, and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Scott Shank, Captain Leon Dana is helping hold down the fort.
Kevin, easy peasy.
Kevin and I will be back next week together, I think. I don't know. It's hunting season. I don't know. I just get phone calls or emails or texts. That tells me what I'm doing for the week. So anyhow, here we are. All right, we were talking earlier, and you were telling us about your day, and then we got involved with a break, then we got involved with Chip. So anyhow, so what now?
Well, you know, like I said, we started out fishing the last 2 hours of the outgoing tide, and we worked our way through the incoming tide. Water clarity in the valley. You know, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's about a 5.
Really?
Yeah. It's not dirty, but the water's not clean. It's still very tannicky.
Okay.
I was throwing today. I had a 4-rod set up because there's only my client and I, Travis Ramsey and I. We went out and we threw popping corks and jig heads, shrimp and mud minnows.
Now your popping cork.
Right.
A foot a liter?
About 18 inches.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now it's different with how, I mean, mine are, you know, a little bit longer, 3 foot, maybe 3.5, because I'm fishing a little deeper. Where to that, I fix a pinch-on weight to hold the bait down.
Right.
Now, do you do that, or you just let yours kind of like swim around?
Don't have to do that because I'm fishing mud minnows, and mud minnows are going to swim to the bottom. They're not going to swim to the surface.
Right, right, right. And the shrimpy though, he's not going to kick up or anything.
Nah.
You don't worry about that because your fish are shallow.
I'm fishing the shallow creeks,
and it's going to happen. At least the times I've been with you, a picture came up on Facebook with me and you when we took the selfie. When we were running down the river, I think it was the morning that we were fishing with Kevin and Chip. It was
God, that was an epic day. That was an epic trip.
Because it was warm, because it wasn't the day with the sweatshirt on when you took me back into behind three and stuff like that.
I went in there today.
Did you?
Oh, my God.
Okay, because that was a different day that we videoed that day.
Yeah,
it was but then there was another day, and I was just in, we were just in long sleeve shirts and maybe jeans or something like that. But it came up on it the other day of you took a selfie with me and you, and we're running like 60 miles an hour down, and it was just flat calm that morning.
God, I'd love to have those
days. And anyhow, I'm just telling you, it just came up that way, and it was it's just so much fun to look back and.
Reminisce about
what you do without having to go through a shoebox full of old photos kind of thing
and it
flips it up.
It
flips it up a memory and stuff like that, you know, of us together. And the sheephead one is about ready to come up, I think. When we did that, 2 years ago? When they chickened out and they wouldn't go sheephead fishing with us?
Oh, my God.
Remember?
They never stood up to the...
No, they never. And then they still say to this day that... Oh, we could take you. We could take you. And remember that?
We'd have murdered.
Oh, we would. We would have
murdered.
And we only fished for a couple hours that day, too.
Oh, my God.
It was so much fun. That day was so much fun.
That was a lot of fun.
I just don't get a chance to do that much. And Chip was saying it, which I got to interject with just, there's been a lot more guys around starting to sheephead fish. Or you've seen it. With, you know, you see the guys that are really close to the Volano Beach pylons or downtown City Dock area, you know, the Bridge of Lions area. And you know the bull red fishermen, they're anchored off of it, casting back towards the bridge
or whatever.
Kind of just speaks
for themselves what they're
doing. You know, and yes, it speaks for themselves. And then the rest of the boats are like right next to it. And you're going, okay. And
people ask me, what are they doing? What are they doing? I go, those guys are doing this. Those guys are doing that.
And they're starting to catch them. I mean, so I'm looking forward here shortly that we're going to start picking on a few as we're flipping underneath docks and stuff like that, because with the water temperature still being at 80, of course, we're not going to be able to fish tomorrow, but I mean, I'm fishing the rest of the week.
Right.
But anyhow, God, that is so much paperwork. I mean, there gets to be days that I don't see the secretary. I'm trying to fill, you know, the days in that the weather's been junk and trying to move people around and shift people. And
I know. I feel like I'm a deck of cards. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right, because I don't want to lose these. No. I don't want to lose a charter.
Well, it's not really even so much that, but people come down and try to go and, you know, try to go fishing with us and stuff like that. And I always tell them whenever they call, and they call in a couple weeks in advance, I said, look, just because you're leaving to go back home on Friday at noon, you know, give me some time here. You know, for the most part, I have a day or an afternoon or so. It might not be the really great time that I wanted, but it's not saying that we still can't catch fish. If that day is going to blow 30 knots, you know, we'll go in the afternoon, even though I've already had a trip scheduled that morning. I will get you in, but try not to tell me, you know, that, hey, I can, yeah, let's go Thursday because you're going home Friday morning and you're going to miss out.
Right. I mean, I've been fishing all the tides in the valley,
right,
primarily with popping corks.
Right.
Up against grass, yep, around the oyster beds, and I've been throwing mud minnows,
yep,
about 18 inches a leader.
Yep.
I actually upped my leader size to 40 pounds.
Oh, did you?
I did.
I was going to tell you, I was throwing 20, 25, and I moved to 30.
I went up to 40.
Because I was losing a lot of fish up against that grass.
Right.
I
lost a few. I was running 20, and I was getting broken off.
Yep.
And I was like, oh, I'm done here.
Yep.
And I upped it. And folks, I'm using right now, with these big mud minnows, by the way, Palm Valley has got some.
Yeah, they do.
Mac,
yeah, they do. They
daddy
do.
Mud they minnows. Do. I'm using.
Are you coming down Friday?
As a matter of fact, I do got one tomorrow. I just haven't figured out where I'm.
You're not going tomorrow.
No, Friday. Yeah, Friday. I do have
you
one,
got
Friday.
One Friday.
Yeah.
We might have to talk after. I gotta go check my pens and see if they're still alive
luscious.
From last Friday.
They are luscious.
I had a few left over from last Friday that I'm hoping they're still kicking.
And you know, I'm working these banks, doing really well with redfish. I honestly to God, I have not been trying for trout, have not been trying for flounder in the days that I have been fishing for them. And I've been producing some decent, you know, 23, 24-inch redfish, which is a great eating size fish.
Yeah, see, now I'm totally backwards of you. I haven't really caught that many redfish outside of rat reds. But the funny thing is, when that tide on us last week was so high all week long, and we just, you know, and man, it just stinks when you look at the tide this time of year, because it either it's real early in the morning, you know, or whatever. A 5 o'clock low tide, it just kills you right there. You know, when you get a 4, 5, or 6 o'clock in the morning low tide, it's like, ah.
Like, damn
you know?
It.
Yeah. I just need a little bit more. But, you know, please, just another hour of daylight. Anyhow.
Yeah, I had a 12 o'clock low tide today. We started at 10 o'clock. I went straight to the back creek, started fishing mouths, bends, and a couple holes, produced not too much, went to a completely new spot today, which was so much fun with Travis, because I was back there pulling, you know, it was low tide.
Yeah.
It was actually, wasn't a negative tide, but it was low enough that we were below the grass. And I was pulling back through those back creeks, and we rounded a corner, and I saw the water hump up, and I went, oh, there they are.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what makes it nice, when, especially for you, where you got that one or two, and you've already caught a couple fish.
Yeah.
Your day's made.
You're in cruise
kind of
control
thing.
Mode, yes.
And you go, hey, look, guys, if you don't mind, you know, I haven't been here.
Yeah.
You know, do you guys mind, you know, let's go over here. I haven't looked at it, you know, this year or whatever it may be. We've already caught a handful of fish. We're good. You know, let's go look around.
Right. And that's what I did today. I've been in this creek 10 years. Every time I've gone left.
Really?
But the creek goes right.
And
I went,
see?
I want to go check this out.
Yeah.
And we went right, and we went about 100 yards, and I rounded a turn, and I saw the water hump up, and I mean, I felt like a kid on Christmas morning, like, there they are.
There we go.
And we pushed them a little bit. I said, all right, let's just hang on, Travis. We're going to round this corner, okay? Because I've been looking at it. And I went, because it rounded a corner, and I was standing up on my platform, and I could see around the corner. I go, there's an oyster bed.
Yep.
I guarantee you, they're going to hold up right by that oyster bed. We came decently around the corner, but just enough, just the nose was still. Travis could see it. I go, throw up there.
Yep.
We pounded like 6 or 7 reds right in a row.
Nice.
I'm like, oh, yes. Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you. Day's done. Go
yep.
home.
We're done. Head home.
Folks, we're going to take our last break here on the evening. You listen to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Scott Shank. Captain Leon Dana. We'll be right back.
This
This is the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast, brought to you by Ring Power, Fisherman's Dock Seafood Market, and Tire Outlet on 1010XL.
Folks, welcome back to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast. Captain Scott Shank, Captain Leon Dana, and you doing something weird, as in going to a different creek and stuff like that. With our ties we had last week, I did something
a little low tides?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I did something a little bit out of the box that I normally did, and actually, it was me. Had my clients, you know, kind of fishing back up under the docks and around the docks for the flounders and redfish and stuff like that. And I just made just a weird cast up into, which I knew was a sandbank, up along the grass line, literally up again. I mean, I literally threw the mud minnow jig head in the grass.
Right.
Well, dude, I made three casts up there and caught three, you know, decent 16, 18-inch flounders, and I went,
hello.
Okay. So then I started thinking, okay, what docks
have
this same thing by it? And so that started a new little thing. And believe it or not, I caught some really nice, you know, not huge, 17, 18-inch trout and stuff like that,
right,
as well, cruising up there. A couple undersized redfish, nothing on the legal side. But it threw, you know, I mean, other people go, well, man, you know, now I go to a dock and I know what that dock does and blah, 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 blah. You know, I already have them three wide across the back of the boat, pitching up underneath the docks and not getting any bites. And I just happened to throw up there. And so anyhow, I just had to start dissecting those docks. And I was basically, again, on that dead high water like that, looking. I would leave the boat in about 3 foot of water, and where I was throwing couldn't have been 6 or 8 inches. And they were literally right on the grass line.
On the grass, yeah.
Eating the baits or whatever. It's just something I never really thought about to do. And I just kind of started messing with that. But anyhow.
See you Friday.
See you Friday. With a bait count. I'll call you tomorrow with a bait count. Yeah, I mean, folks, just be careful. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow outside. I know it's going to rain. I know there's going to be some wind and stuff like that. Just kind of
be
careful what you do. Oh, I'm fishing Friday.
Yeah.
There's no doubt in my mind I'm fishing Friday.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, tomorrow's going to be a captain's day. We might have to do lunch or something like that. Who knows? But anyhow, folks, we really appreciate y'all listening to the Moe's Southwest Grill Fishing Forecast.
Always.
I knew it kind of threw you in a loop being up here on a Wednesday night instead of a Thursday night. Like I told you last week, we're going to be here on Thursday. So I apologize for that. But looking out for the weather. Don't forget to listen to the boys this weekend from 7 to 10 on the Outdoor Show. Captain Kevin will be back, and he has promised me a bunch of stories. So
he better bring some deer meat.
I know, he better bring something back. But anyhow, so I'd rather listen to all that. Michael, thank you very much for bringing it to everyone and to us. I appreciate you in my ear. I thank you very much. Folks, be safe tonight. Watch the weather. Y'all be safe. We'll see you soon.
See ya.
See ya.